Welcome to In Defense of Humanity. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I am going to be filling in for Al Whitney. It's her show, usually, and I was her partner, and I'm no longer, but I do fill in for her when she's tied up. Anyway, I want everyone to understand that our show, In Defense of Humanity, is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species, while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business, is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet, and restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. And much of the links usually are on anticorruptionsociety.com. That is Al's main website, anticorruptionsociety.com. She's not going to be here. And my website is vaccinetruth.com. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, and I'm going to spend the first 10 minutes or so talking about that before I bring on my guest. So you'll just have to wait a little bit before I bring on my esteemed guest and make it a little bit of a surprise. I wanted to share with you some things that I learned recently, and I'm going to probably direct you to some links on Vaccination Liberation's main website, which is the first three letters of Vaccination Liberation. So it's VACLIB.org, and make sure you put .org on it. We have a keyword index. There is a lot of education. And the reason I'm bringing it up is a regular listener who lives in Idaho, he has brought to my attention that there's several hosts that are giving incorrect information on the vaccine issue. Vaccine is actually essential to good health. And I was rather shocked. We have an entire tetanus index. If you go to vaclib.org, lots of research. You can go to the keyword index and you'll come to a dictionary. And that's right on the home page. On the far right-hand side of the home page, you'll see at the top keyword index. And if you scroll down the whole dictionary of terms, you'll come to T, tetanus. It brings up our tetanus index, and I just want to clarify that tetanus incidence and mortality declined greatly before the widespread use of tetanus vaccine, actually in excess of 99%. The bacteria, the tetanus bacilli, associated with tetanus is present virtually everywhere. However, when the human body does not present the bacteria a proper environment for growth, this actually constitutes a natural immunity to the tetanus bacteria, which actually is present in the body. It's not going to proliferate unless the conditions are right. The only preventative for tetanus is actually good health and wound hygiene. There is no immunity for poor wound hygiene or dirty wounds. Wound hygiene is essential. So what does the tetanus bacilli grow in? An oxygen-deprived wound, a wound that has gotten dirt in it and is oxygen-deprived, which is why anytime you get a puncture wound, any kind of puncture wound, or a wound that is, like, let's just say, I know someone that got full-blown tetanus, just so you know. She cut her foot in the wintertime on a heat grater in the floor, and she kept wearing, you know, wool socks, and it wasn't getting any oxygen to that wound, and it wasn't cleaned properly, and she got full-blown tetanus. Yep, there was no horse manure involved at all, and she did heal herself by, from, you know, full-on lockjaw by doing colon cleansing and enzyme therapy. But anyway, tetanus incidence in the vaccinated is about the same or higher than incidence in the unvaccinated. And you may not know, but the tetanus vaccine is not just tetanus. It's diphtheria and tetanus. It's always combined, a TD or a DT, depending on if you're a child. And many hospitals combine it with pertussis. So you're getting a DTAP, And I've known three people in my contacts. One was a very close friend who nearly died from an emergency room visit where they gave him DTAP. And another woman contacted me. She was in a little fender bender car accident. Whatever it was, she was taken to the emergency room. She was very keen on health care and was actually a health coach in her 20s. And she was pretty much disabled for a full year. She did lots and lots of cleansing. A lot of people think that when you go to the emergency room, it's just standard, that it's not even a vaccine. It's just a tetanus shot is just part of an emergency room visit. You need to assert your rights and force medical liability. It's actually a pretty serious vaccine. There's another woman that I knew in Washington State. She was a musician, played with her husband, was very popular. She got a tetanus vaccine. It could have been DTAP. It could have been the diphtheria and tetanus. But she ended up developing MS and getting a divorce. Her husband couldn't handle her, you know, being disabled. So it's not something to take lightly. It is not a necessary vaccine if you paid attention to what I just said. And the other thing I would wish people would pay attention to, a study from the National Institutes of Health called the Human Microbiome Project. I mean, this is our tax dollars at work, and they proved that all these microbes floating around, I mean, our whole world is teeming with microbes, all different kinds, all different varieties. And when the body produces a certain, what we call a pathogen, but that's not totally accurate either, the disease comes first. The proliferation of the pathogen actually comes second. And we have these different microbes in our body that they thought were disease-causing, and they found them living peacefully in healthy people. They were not proliferating, and they weren't causing disease. So this is actually a really important project to, you know, the Human Microbiome Project to actually pay attention to. We have in our Key Index page, if you go, as I said, to the home page under keyword, and that's at the top on the right-hand side, there's that dictionary of terms, and look under M for microbiome. Please spend some time researching that. I hope our host, that, you know, anyone that's listening, if they listen to other shows and they know hosts that don't understand this, that they will direct them to that information. I can't listen to every single show, but I know some people do, and I'm just astounded at the ignorance of how the body actually works in health and disease of some of the hosts. So I would like, you know, people to kind of get them to task. People need to understand this. This is why the craziness of Big Pharma and the vaccine machine proliferates, is because of the belief in the germ theory of disease. So the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, they're showing this series called Vaccines Revealed, January 10th through 18th, and it was a really well-done series in many respects. Of course, it was just a first level of understanding for some people, but, you know, I don't think people really understand how to get out of these exemptions, whether it's for in the workplace or school, and if you have children that need to go to public school for whatever reason, although I wouldn't recommend it, but a lot of people do, exemptions to the mandated vaccine seem to be more difficult to get. And in Georgia, I was just incredibly shocked at what the Georgia Department of Health has pulled with their rulemaking authority. All 50 states back in the 90s passed what they called the Administrative Procedures Act, and that empowered these various agencies, like the Department of Health, the Department of Transportation, to basically make rules that have the effect of law as long as they were in harmony with statute. Well, that's certainly happening in Georgia with the Department of Public Health, they are creating rules, and they're doing this all over the country, making rules that really are not in harmony with statute. And in Georgia, they actually created a form with the word affidavit at the top. Now, an affidavit in my world is a written or printed declaration or statement of facts made voluntarily and confirmed by oath or affirmation of the party making it, taken before a person having authority to administer such oath or affirmation, which in this case would be a notary of the public. But that's what it is in Black's Law Dictionary. That's what it is in the Legal Dictionary online. And they are now forcing people to sign this form that is horrible and certainly not an affidavit. It's the Department of Health's affidavit. And I started thinking, why are they trying to get people to sign this Georgia Form 2208? And telling them they can't make any adjustments, and they have a similar thing going on in Idaho and other states. And I realized that it's literally a separate contract. You have your admission forms. That's one contract with a corporate public school. And another contract would be with their exemption form. They want you to contract, and they want your signature on their form. But anyway, I've been discussing this with a few people, and it's definitely pretty out there. I was wondering if Ken was able to get a hold of my guest. Can you just say a yes or no? Ken? Well, I'm not sure if my guest is on or not, but I would like to bring him on, and I'm not sure.
No, don't have your information.
Okay, it's, did you have his contact? His Skype, I told you his Skype is lb.bork. Sorry about that, my Skype's, okay. Well, so I'll have my guest in a few moments. Sorry about that. A little bit of a delay. We'll just probably continue our interview into the second hour. I usually, just so everyone knows, I usually take callers during the second hour, and I will. We want to definitely have your questions answered by our guest. When I do take callers, I really prefer that everyone stay on topic. And anything not discussed on our show is not really a topic that we want to talk about with our callers. If we could just kind of stick with that rule, I'd really appreciate it. So anyway, I have, we want to talk about the importance of learning law. I had a close friend, and we put it in the Idaho Observer, our newspaper that's defunct right now, but anyway, well, the three most important things that anyone living on this planet should know, and you're not going to learn this in public school for sure. And one is, the one I focus on, is everyone should know how their body works and how to take care of it, you know, without running to a doctor. We should understand the biology, the physiology of just maintaining a healthy immune system, a healthy body, and what it takes to maintain that. Oh, great. Okay. And then the other thing, and this leads to what we're going to be talking about, is we want to know who we are in relationship to God and who we are in relationship to our government. And this basically leads us to law, understanding the common law, and understanding what happened to law since the Civil War, which is going to be our topic tonight. The other thing is how an economy works, you know, how money works, how bartering works, you know, when you, you know. So anyway, those are basically the three basics. But yeah, we're going to be talking about the importance of actually understanding law, understanding what happened to our country, what happened to the Republic, and what happened after the Civil War, and what's continued to the present day, and how it's gotten even more onerous. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my good friend that I've known for a long time. We've published several of his excellent articles in the Idaho Observer. He's done a tremendous job. He started the People's Awareness Coalition, and he has just been so persistent in trying to wake up the masses to the deception that was played on us after the Civil War with the 14th Amendment. He's the author of The Red Amendment, an in-law expose on the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. And he has a new 2016 edition with glossary. It is a huge volume of work. If you have an older edition, I'd encourage you to get a newer one. It's 356 pages, and it's just everything's there. Everything that you're going to need to know to divorce yourself from this illegitimate government is in this book. So thank you, LB. I really appreciate you joining me for In Defense of Humanity tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. This is the first show I've done, I think, with you.
Oh, it's absolutely a first for us. We've known each other forever, but it's definitely a first for us.
Well, and can't even get my mouth together tonight. Anyway, thanks for having me, and we're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe.
Well, we'll have a lot of fun. LB, we can't help but having fun. That's part of being excited about sharing important information, and you are an incredible researcher when it comes to law and what's true and what's not. And as you and I both, you know, talked about, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I'd like to be able to correct some of that. So, and especially with you, I can talk about this, you know, some, but I like to have your expertise to back me up, because I won't always state it as well as you state it. So I always, you know, especially if I'm not real sure about something, I know where I can go. I can always go to LB.
Well, so I don't know everything.
None of us do. None of us do. But
no, I never claim to. You know, I get in arguments or debates or whatever you want to call them. I generally don't argue or debate. I like to discuss things because generally when you discuss things, you're looking for the truth.
Right.
But you know, people attack me and say, well, no one knows everything. And I go, if you would read what I had written in the People's Awareness Coalition Unification Project paper, you would see that I admit that. And we're not looking for everyone to drop what they're doing and work with PAC in that respect, but we need everyone working together.
We do.
To cut out the flack. So.
Okay, please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity with LB Bork and Ingrid Castle. And we have a little bit of a commercial break, so stay tuned.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. It's Ingrid Castle and L.B. Bork, and we were just discussing how we can't be experts in everything. Well, no one is, but the thing is at least we can discuss and know where to go for further research, and I think that's the point because you've amassed an amazing amount of research at PACAlliance.us, and you have several other websites. Maybe you can just share, you know, some of the websites that you've accumulated a lot of information on and what even got you into this. I mean, you know, a lot of us knew something was wrong, you know, with our country. But there is some reason that you narrowed it down to the 14th Amendment. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about that as well as your websites?
Sure, a lot to cover there. I always knew something was wrong, I believe, since I was a little kid. I kept questioning the Santa Claus issue because that sounded like nonsense to me. You know, it just didn't make sense, so I questioned my mother about, you know, Santa being able to go all over the world in one night and how he gets down the chimney and reindeers flying. It just didn't make sense, so she had to tell me about age five that there was no Santa because I asked too many scientific type questions. And you know, playing with my grandmother's piggy bank when I was three or four, you know, kids don't have too much money running through their hands, but I saw a dollar bill she had stuck in her silver piggy bank. You know, she had a lot of silver coinage because I don't know, it was not real popular at that time, but they were phasing a lot of it out. And I saw the dollar bill with the pyramid on it, and I thought it looked kind of creepy. So I think the creator was talking to me about some certain things that were going on. Anyway, going through my you know, high school years, I was very bored in school, just did enough to get by, except, you know, the technical things like shop, which made sense to me, you know, when they teach you. They just tell you you have to learn this stuff, like English or whatever, but they don't make it interesting or fun. So I just did enough to get by. And by the time I got out of high school, I was pushed into this college garbage that they are pushing today even harder. You know, you can't do anything unless you go to college. Or, you know, you can't run your life. So I started that, but stopped a year. Year after, and started a business at age 19 that ran up until about 94 or 5 when I started to realize things were really bad. But when, I don't know, I think it was like 1988, I got a letter from a representative. I was living in Arizona at the time. And he said in the letter, I usually didn't open those things because I never voted, never participated in elections because, you know, with Vietnam and what I just mentioned, and President Kennedy getting killed when I was four, keeping all those things in mind, I just thought the government was corrupt. So you kind of ignore it, you know, and just kind of put it aside. So I never was patriotic, per se. So I never voted, never participated in elections, or cared who was in office. It was like entertainment to me, you know. Right. So anyway, I get this letter, and for some reason I opened it. And it said that your business will be, you know, affected by legislation that's being tossed around in Congress at this time. And I just kind of shelved it until, that was 88 or so, until about 94 when this Clinton character showed up. You know, what was that, 94? The Gulf War and stuff. You know, kind of affected me, but I was already looking at constitutional issues with my friends, mostly Second Amendment, because you start to think that, you know, things are running that direction where there's going to be a revolution or whatever.
Right.
So I was looking at the law, Second Amendment issues anyway, you know, by the time Clinton got in there, we know we're dealing with this NAFTA garbage, and that's what that letter dealt with. So I've known, you know, since about 88 that what's happening now is going to happen.
Right.
But I didn't do much about it until 93 or so.
93 or so, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're coming up on a break, LB. So please stay tuned. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity with my guest, LB Bourne.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe.
For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. LB, you were talking a little bit about the, you know, certainly your background. I wanted to remind everyone, LB has several websites, and I want everyone to be apprised of them first before we continue down this path. But I'd kind of like you to wrap it up, how you got into writing the Red Amendment. And if you can go ahead and tell everyone your websites, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll hit that afterwards. I'm still looking for the document with all the listings of the websites. I can go onto the site itself.
Well, there's PAC, PACAlliance.us,
yeah, yeah.
And there's certainly PACandLaw.us.
Yeah.
Those are the main ones?
Yeah, there's seven of them, so I'll find it, no problem. I was saying that about 93 is when I started to really get involved in researching things, and my wife at the time got me Rush Limbaugh's book. He just came on the scene, basically, and it took me 9 months to figure out he was not telling the truth. So, anyway, I got into with a law group down in Phoenix at the time. They studied deeply into law, and that was my start. Got me into this guy's work. His name is Carl Granzy. He was out of Minnesota. He had set up, a few groups around the United States. This is when the movement had cohesiveness, as far as I'm concerned. People were networking. The important people were listened to or heard. And it's not the mess it is now with the internet. I hate the internet. I think it's been very destructive. We'll get into that in a minute. But, so I started to learn things, and I didn't really get into the law group until I really decided to get out of the system and stop. You know, I'm done with all this rat race stuff after I started to figure out what was going on. You know, paying for a house three times, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So I decided I was going to end it, and I did. Kind of got out of everything at the time, and started studying law. And like I said, I got into the law group, and we helped a lot of people with, tax issues and things like that. And everyone, you know, thought they had constitutional rights. They didn't have to pay taxes, et cetera, et cetera. And they were, you know, going to prison. Yeah, I'm sure you remember that in the late 90s. There was a lot of that going on. People losing property. And so, you know, I started toying around with the U.S. citizen stuff about 96 or somewhere in there with this law group. And it seemed to have some, you know, oomph behind it. So I started researching it more, and I found out everything that floats around the movement at that time was basically wrong. And so that's when I started to really research, and that's when I wrote my book, and I started People's Awareness Coalition in 1998. I was in contact with people like William Cooper, Tupper Saucy, who wrote Rulers of Evil, and, you know, a few other people at the time. Surface contact, you know, we really didn't work together in any respect, but we came to know each other a little bit, so I respected their work, and of course, it was before I really started doing anything with PAC. But my first paper was Human Resources Discussed. Basically, it was just a short thing I sent out. This started People's Awareness Coalition. The human resource issue was something that I looked at back when I, you know, back in the 80s. I recognized it because when I went to work with my dad, I'll get back up to the paper I wrote, but this is laying the foundation for it. Right. When I went into my wife's workplace at the time, you know, I saw a door with human resources written on it, and I wasn't in the corporate world. You know, I probably worked, you know, 3 years total my whole life for anyone. I've always done my own thing.
Right.
So I saw that, and, you know, when I went to work with my dad in the 60s, it said personnel department. I go, oh, you know, what's that? I go, you actually are letting you these guys call you human resources? I go, that's deplorable.
Right.
You know, so that's, you know, it was a red flag, so to speak.
Right.
And, you know, I shelved that. But so, you know, this stuck in my mind, and I'm thinking all these things, you know, and that was the first paper I wrote. And that basically was the start of People's Awareness Coalition, that subject, you know, the deplorable, you know, affiliation to people being resources, just like, you know, natural resources. They're things to make profit off of.
Yep.
That just spoke volumes to me. But, you know, everyone's just accepting it and whatever. So anyway, that's when I started heavy research, and I looked at the 14th Amendment. And, you know, there was some information on the 14th Amendment at the time. But
there was information. So, but what triggered, there must have been something that triggered you to look in that direction.
Well, it was the trouble, the change, you know, with this Civil War, all the case law that was floating around the movements, basically hogwash, you know, mm-hmm. cover up for what really happened. And what really, you know, turned me on to the real problem was reading Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. It actually says it's a crime to vote in that mm-hmm. section. It's very convoluted, but it says, you know, people have harassed me about this for years. Oh, it doesn't say that. Or, you know, you can't take out words. But I knew an English teacher, because, like I said, I just skated through high school, or, you know, school in general with the English and grammar and things like that. But
right.
My mechanical aptitude is in the top 1%. The United mm-hmm. States, so I can see these things easily.
Right.
And she said, yeah, it does say that. And but, you know, you have the ability to see these things, even though you're not the best grammarian or anything like that. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking, you know, you start thinking that, okay, I haven't seen anything within the movement or written by law, college, universities or law schools on this. And everyone parrots everything they see or hear. They don't think or read anything. One of the most damaging things I see people do in the movement back then and still is read case law. And case law is basically case law because someone made a mistake. And, you know, if a mistake is made, they're not going to talk about the proper issues, and the judges won't talk about them. And that's the most entertaining thing I can find in case law, is the things that sometimes they say, you know, that are big, you know, bonuses, so to speak. So anyway, my number one rule of law, or how to study law, is don't read case law. It's dangerous. If you don't know the law, you don't know what they're saying or not saying. In many cases, so
true.
Anyway, you know, it just told me that this is sitting here for 120-130 years, and no one's talked about this. That tells me that everything out there is engineered to keep people ignorant, and they parrot things. Everything in this movement is parroted, and you know, by design or by ignorance, that's the way it works. And that's why my book is so different from everything else out there. It still is, but people are still, like I said a minute ago, the internet's it's a distraction, and it's
engineered
that way.
Well, things like Facebook, certainly social media. I mean, people don't read like they used to. Grabs bits of information off the internet, and their attention span is very short. In fact, people try to educate others with YouTubes, and they found that people's attention span is no longer than a few minutes. So if you have a YouTube that is less than 10 minutes, and it's even better if it's less than 5, you have more of a chance of people listening to it. Well, you know, it's actually important, your book, because people need to assimilate the deception that was done with the passage of the 14th Amendment and how, I mean, you might as well just say it yourself. I mean, I can certainly say it, and I've said it many times, you know, how the 14th Amendment disenfranchised the whole populace.
Sure.
And turned them into slaves by categorizing everyone as a U.S. citizen. There was never any citizenship in a national government. We are all citizens of our individual countries, which is the state we abided in. And all of a sudden, after the 14th Amendment, there was this huge power grab on a federal level. And that is really what the 14th Amendment is about. And voting is totally different now because you are registering yourself to vote in elections that have federal jurisdiction instead of your de jure state.
Right.
Right?
You didn't say too much wrong. I just, the language of national and federal, you said national at first. It's really federal elections.
But they
interchange those words, and that's a problem.
Yes.
With a lot of people, they don't understand the nature of the Constitution. I mean, there's people that are here in the United States, but even immigrants, they don't even know their state constitutions. This thing's so, it's Marxism is what it is. The elimination of borders, you know, Jack McLam, who I also was on his show a couple times. I think he was on my show a couple times also. Of course, you know, he passed away a few years ago.
Right.
He wrote Vampire Killer 2000, which he talked about a few of these things, the state borders being erased and things. But, you know, after I started researching these things, I go, they're already erased technically. You know, the federal government is now a nation within the United States, not exterior to the United States. And the states are now, you know, looked at as quasi-counties of the federal government.
Correct.
And so technically the state borders were kind of erased. But Jack didn't talk about that. I don't know where he got his information from. I never asked him, but this is all from directly from the Communist Manifesto, elimination of borders. And these goofy anarchists are useful idiots for this agenda. They've shifted from the Marxist or communist, dogma to this anarchy now, which is just a it's kind of a shift in their program to cover things up. A new set of useful idiots, as we know through the whole 1900s. There was just a lot of communists as used as useful idiots. And as I'm on that subject, my book is called The Red Amendment, and that is a direct reference to the 14th Amendment. And if you go through most of the information in the movement, that's what I call the movement, quote unquote, for lack of better words, for a description, you'll not see anything about this, really. The 14th Amendment or the Civil War was to install Marxism, and they were leading up to it. Even before that, the Susan B. Anthony stunt in the 1850 something. They were trying to get the women's right to vote. That's all Marxism,
right?
So they were starting all this way after the War of 1812, and my book doesn't really cover pre-14th Amendment issues, but I kind of hint in the book, because when I wrote the book back in 1999 is when I released it, I was afraid to even talk bad about the Constitution then. People were telling me, oh, you can't call Americans communists, they're not going to buy that. And I go, well, this isn't going to get fixed unless you tell the truth.
Right.
So, 8 years later, 9 years later, we get Obama, who everyone's calling a communist. And, 90, the year 2000, Black's Law 7th edition, it had a red cover on it. It never had a red cover. It had burgundy, but never the stark communist red.
Wow.
So this is when, and it had police state noted in it. And they never defined police state before. So
wow.
This is a year after I wrote my book. Did I cause that? I doubt it. They probably had it planned. The timing was just kind of coincidental. We talked a little bit today about you and I having an impact on what we do. I, of course, have exposed this, and they seem to be accelerating every year even more, which is what makes me upset. No one is working together, and it's just dividing us up more. And the internet's allowed them, like you said, with the YouTubes and stuff, it's all distraction.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the attention span of people. I put a paper together. I'm kind of floating around here, but it's called Internet Wasteland. I wrote it to make people aware the internet's full of disinformation. Act of 1871 is just ridiculous nonsense. A woman named Lisa Giuliani wrote a paper to confuse the movement. Kind of, after my book came out, they started doing things like that to move people away from the 14th Amendment to distract them.
So what was the name of her paper? Because I've seen a paper that I thought was pretty good. So what was the paper that the article?
I don't know. America's a Corporation, maybe, which is, it always was. So that's a distraction.
Right.
It's just nonsense.
Well, we've been a corporation, certainly, since the Civil War.
We can talk about that.
Yep. Okay, well, please stay tuned. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity with Ingrid Castle and Albie Bork.
You You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Ingrid Castle, and my guest is Albie Bork, and we were just talking about some of the distractions in the Patriot Movement, and one of them that I thought was pretty interesting that Albie brought up was calling out the government as incorporated, you know, trading on Dun & Bradstreet and, you know, actually operating a for-profit enterprise off the human resources that they contract with. So a lot of people think that's pretty important and that is foundational, but you believe the 14th Amendment is more foundational. And I actually think that's a fascinating concept, because I think they're both important, but certainly one leads to the other. So do you want to elaborate on that? We only have about 3 more minutes before the top of the hour.
Yeah, I can. We can get back to the internet thing. You were talking about attention spans. I wanted to get this out of the way. I wrote that paper, Internet Wasteland, and there's a stat on the internet, you know, complain about it and give it praise at the same time. I know it sounds funny, but you have to know what you're looking for and looking at, and what's not a distraction, what is, you know. But the average attention span of a human in 2012 is 8 seconds. In 2000, it was 12 seconds. So it dropped four seconds in 12 years. The average attention span of a goldfish is 9 seconds. So people have a worse attention span than a goldfish now. Because of the internet. Because of the internet and technology.
I'm going to disagree with you. A lot of it is the chemical. I've seen it. We have an explosion of people on the autism spectrum, and you cannot get them to focus. And, my own sister is actually dealing with that at her work, having to train someone that's on the spectrum, clearly on the spectrum, and she had to bring it to her fellow coworkers' attention that it's an epidemic. And they do not, they cannot remember, they don't have the ability, because we're now into third and fourth generations of chemicals, vaccines, all kinds of things, and it does affect your genetics, and there's very few people that are escaping it, and the ones that do escape it, when you are with a child that has never had a vaccine, and his both parents did the program that I would recommend for getting really healthy before conceiving, those children are totally different, and they do have attention spans, and there's fewer of them.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. But people don't pay attention. I keep using the excuse, well, if you're having a problem, what's my problem? Because I don't have it. I have taken care of myself a little better than the average American, the last 20 years or more, because I was, taking supplements back in 96 because I was becoming aware of what was going on back then. So I know it has something to do with it. Most people, of course, today don't even take supplements. So anyway, before we get into that deep subject, the corporatist situation with the 14th, I think we should do it after the hour. I can go through the websites quickly.
That's fine.
The websites.
That's fine.
Anyway, the Nationalist Party is our newest one. It's not developed yet, really, because it's basically tied into where things need to go politically. The United States. It's based on state nationality instead of the federal nationality that they have in place now. That's all pursuant to the 14th Amendment. It gets back to the states' rights and getting rid of this system. And then there's PAC deprogramming, which is about 18 years old now. It's based on the Matrix. I made it, I wrote the script for that and I put it up on the internet the year after The Matrix came out, or somewhere in that time period. Then there's Not My Government, which is basically saying this isn't my government. I'm not politically attached to it. I'm disenfranchised, like you said, Ingrid. It just goes over the basics of what's wrong. And People's Awareness Coalition was the original site. It's PACandLaw.us. It's just a repository now for all the white papers that PAC has. And there's PACandLaw is .us is the address. That's the original address, except it used to be PACandLaw.org. And we still have that, but I changed it to U.S. to represent the United States. Island Makers Project, that was something I came up with a few years ago based on the division of the movement. It's got a lexicon and things. We're going to be creating a new database and listing all the people